And joining us now as part of our doubleheader here this half hour to close out Monday Night Talk, we have a gentleman who is running for state treasurer, the open seat. We have Mike Heffernan joining us. Mike, how are you this evening?
I'm great. Glad to be following up in the large and important footsteps of John Miller.
Yeah, tell me how important you feel some of these big races are. I mean, you got three open seats that are being vied for. It's not like you have a Democrat that is an entrenched incumbent. These are open seats that are viable for hopefully the Republicans to be able to take one, if not all three, whether it's, you know, the governor, treasurer, or attorney general.
Well, I think it's I think they're quite important, and I actually believe that the system we have in place, Kevin, with six statewide offices is a great system where the treasurer, the attorney general, do not report into either the legislature or the governor, which makes them even more important. And in Massachusetts, we have a rich history of Republicans in the executive branch, going back to John Volpe in 1960. And we had four Republican governors in a row before Deval Patrick. So they are open and very winnable. And the reason I run, Kevin, when I looked at the numbers, we've actually taken our debt levels up to some of the highest in the nation. And in a one-party state, we're just not having the conversations about what the path forward is for education and infrastructure and job creation in the state.
I have to ask you, if you will, for folks who do not know who you are, give them just a small background on you, whether it's education, previous offices that you might have held, stuff like that.
Yeah. So I am not new to finance. I spent 30 years in financial services, but this is my first statewide run. I am the grandson of a Boston policeman and the son of a public school teacher from Wayland. Grew up in Southboro, went to public schools, have my kids in public schools here. Worked my way through Georgetown down in Washington, and then started on in finance in the very early 80s with the old E.F. Hutton, and started as a clerk on the New York Stock Exchange, went to NYU at night for an MBA in finance, and when I retired in 2010, I had been with the Solomon Brothers for almost 20 years, which had, through many mergers, morphed into Citigroup. And when I was done there, I was actually running the United States, seven offices across the United States for them in capital markets, sales, and distribution. I started a couple of small businesses here and then went back to the Kennedy School for a master's in public administration and have wanted to give back. I had a great life, and my family had done much in public service, whether it was in law enforcement or education, and this is my way of paying back. And as I said, with a deep experience in finance, and then seeing how the state is actually increasing its indebtedness when many other states are trying to work it down, it looked like a good role for me to fill. And at a time, I think, where the state is at a crossroads about where it's going.
I guess probably the thing to ask you, we have four ballot questions. One of them deals with the repeal of the casino gaming law. Is that been a topic that has been discussed by the two candidates running for treasurer? And do you have a feeling on that particular ballot question, or is it just strictly the issues for treasurer?
Yeah, no, the casino question comes up in almost every debate or any interview.
Okay.
And my view on casinos is it's job creation and it's economic stimulus. You're going to create 4,000 permanent jobs and almost 3,000 construction jobs in Everett, in Springfield, which has double-digit unemployment. We're going to create 3,000 jobs permanently and 2,000 construction jobs, and at least $50 million in biddable business coming out of that venture out in Springfield. That doesn't even account the 2,000 jobs we'll have in Plainfield. So I look at this not as casino gambling. I look at this as job creation. And we have not created, Kevin, more than 15,000 jobs in the past 15 years. When we had Bill Weld and a Republican treasurer, Joe Malone, we created 500,000 jobs in the 90s. So job creation should be at the top of everyone's list of to-dos.
Yeah, and I believe that's one of the top issues that you feel that job creation should be one of the things that the next treasurer tries to tackle and tries to improve where the state is as far as job creation. And being able to provide, you know, basically invest in education for, you know, folks who are looking for work.
Yeah, we have on the education side, we have in the treasurer's office the Massachusetts School Building Authority, which has put $10 billion into schools over the past decade. And as we look forward, we want to be able to build, and my children right now, my two oldest daughters are in a MSBA-funded high school, so we know personally how important it is to have great facilities. But as we look forward, we have both an education gap in many communities here in Massachusetts, and a lot of that is because we've cut local aid $700 million over the past 10 years, which is putting pressure on budgets across the Commonwealth. But at the same time, we also have a skills gap. So as we build these new facilities, we build these new traditional high schools and these new voc-tech high schools, we need to make sure that we're filling both the education gap and the skills gap, so we're producing people who can have a career and afford to live and raise a family here in Massachusetts.
Again, we're speaking with Mike Heffernan. He is a Republican candidate for state treasurer. What are some of the other issues that you have clashed with your Democratic opponent with? What would you say are probably the top one or two that the two of you may have opposing views on, and you feel strongly about your views?
Well, I think we're I'm basically a lower and simpler tax person, and my opponent is pro rolling back Prop 2.5 and a believer in progressive taxation, which we have actually, as voters, voted down multiple times in ballot questions in these midterm elections. I think also I look at the pension system, which has been defunded from 84 cents on the dollar to 60 cents on the dollar, and there's a movement to divest from fossil fuels, which would be very expensive, $300 to $1 billion back of the envelope calculations, and it would, you know, take the eye off the ball of the people managing our pension funds to administer such a such an onerous rule.
I guess I would ask you, you kind of mentioned, you kind of delved into my next question, and that is about you know, the state's money and where we stand as far as debt. How do you feel that you could be a better manager of the state's money and overlook the retirement system for the state?
Well, in my job in financial services, we raised money for large publicly traded companies, much in the way that the treasurer issues debt for the state. And at the same time, we were working with large pension fund and investment managers. So it's a skill set that I've had for three decades. I think we do actually do a nice job of managing the money. The real question is working with the legislature, working with the governor to get more money into the system. We were up 17% last year, which is a great number, Kevin, but we were only 60 cents on the dollar. So if we had been fully funded, it would have been maybe $4 billion in additional return, and it would have closed the $28 billion gap that we have in our underfunded pension liability. But even if we were just average, low 70s, it would have been another billion to billion and a half to close the gap that's getting larger.
Well, let me ask you, have you watched what our current treasurer is doing, Steve Grossman? Are there things that you take a look at and you give a thumbs up, or are there things that if you are elected, you've already kind of, you have a plan of action that you're going to make some changes once you're in office?
There's two ways. I think one is to have an open and constructive conversation about how we finance our budgets going forward. By underfunding your pension system, you're actually, that's a source of funds for a budget that's gone from the mid-20s to $36 billion. And at the same time, we've gone from $15 billion in debt at the state level 10 years ago to $24 billion. And that's another way of funding it. So we need to work and figure out what our goals are. You know, we want higher employment, which actually brings in more taxes and more sales taxes. We want to lower. We're number 9 in the nation for homelessness, and we have 4,700 families that are homeless and 2,000 living in temporary shelters. So we need to figure out what our common goals are. So the day after the election, it's not day one in January. The day after the election, you start meeting with the leadership, figuring out where we want to take the state, take my financial background and my management background and go, okay, here's how I can help us get to these goals without us having to further leverage up our balance sheet as a state.
I guess I would ask you, you know, I'd ask you where you stood on question 3, which is the repeal of the casino gaming law. What's your thought on the gas tax, the automatic gas tax, indexing?
It's interesting, Kevin, on both the bottle bill and the gas tax bill, both have CPI inflators to automatically increase the tax over time. I'm a believer as a taxpayer and as a resident that my legislator needs to let me know that they're voting a higher tax. I do not think that it should be attached to a CPI inflator. I believe in funding for the infrastructure in the state. It's one of our, you know, one of our biggest challenges going forward. But if you want to raise the gas tax, take a vote on it. Let people know we're raising the gas tax and why. Having the inflator in there isn't the solution. It's a way for legislators not to live up to their accountability and their duty to actually pass taxes that are needed when they're needed.
I got to tell you, you got, what, 3 weeks left before the
almost
big election?
Almost exactly 3 weeks.
Almost 3 weeks. What does Mike Heffernan do during these next 3 weeks to hopefully get more votes and solidify your position come Wednesday morning?
So we are all over the state. It's a 15-hour day, 20-hour day, 7-day-a-week job, and it's really fun. And we are actually going to be in Brockton tomorrow. We're going to be at George's Cafe at 5:30 if anyone would like to come by and find out more about us. You know, we're on the radio now with an ad, and we will hopefully be on TV very shortly. But it's, you know, this cycle, there's been very little focus on the down ticket races. As I said at the top of our interview, there are six statewide races, and the structure of having six constitutional offices is great. But it has been a challenge to get people to focus down on these races, which I think are quite important to the future of the state.
I guess probably one of my final questions before we have to say goodbye for the evening, what are voters saying to you when you're out there shaking hands and introducing yourself to them? What are some of the things they're saying? Are they asking what it is about? Are they asking questions about the treasurer's office? Are they asking you other direct questions?
So their first comment is they're so glad to see that someone from the private sector is bringing their experience into the public sector. And I believe personally that coming from the private sector into government with decades of experience is really what we need to tackle some of our problems, and I get greeted that way. I've had very little pushback either from not naturally Republicans, and surprisingly, and to my great surprise, many of the Democrats. I think people realize that the budget and the taxes are getting, and government is getting bigger, and you're actually getting less. You've got fewer firemen and fewer police and a little less local aid, and they think that actually bringing the private sector experience in with the public sector issues is how we're going to go forward and solve some of these very, very important issues.
Well, I got to thank you very much for joining us. Mike Heffernan, running for state treasurer, joined us on the backside of conversation with John Miller. Social media, website, things, if folks want to follow the campaign these last 3 weeks, and get a better idea of where you stand on issues and things, how can they do that?
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Kevin. So it's MikeHeffernan2014.com is our website, and that's HEFFERNAN, and we're Heffernan2014 on Facebook and Twitter. I will tell you, I've got three teenagers, and my middle daughter is following and helping on the social media. So liking us on Facebook not only helps me move forward in the election, it makes a 16-year-old girl very, very happy.
Well, and you know what's even funnier is they actually understand, they have a grasp on what to do with the 140 characters that you're giving per message. So that's good for you.
We're trying. Twitter has been so much fun and meeting people. I was in Dorchester yesterday at the Erie Pub. Met a guy there who's doing an IT startup, which I've been involved in one myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meeting people all around the state. You realize how beautiful the state is. We're one of the most educated states, and people really have an affinity for not wanting to leave if they don't have to. And I think if we can make government effective and a little smarter, and we can and lower the tax and the fees, I think we can do great things here.
Well, I want to thank you again for joining us. We'll definitely wish you the best of luck going forward for the next 3 weeks. And we want to just tell folks, hey, remember, it's up to you come November 4th. That's a Tuesday. To get out there, make a difference, choose the candidates. You have a number of races. You have ballot questions. You have local races. If you have a problem with the way our government is being run, this is your chance to somehow, you know, cause some kind of a change. There are three open seats, as I said earlier on here, for you to put the right person in and hopefully get something going that is good for the taxpayers here in the Commonwealth. Well, that's another Monday night talk, and we thank you for listening. Until next week at 6:15, have a great evening.